plastered on up to get it out to the top. Then when he build that fire in it, it get hard as a brick. Yes, sir. Get hard as a brick, and it and rain or nothing else wouldn't dissolve it. You know, it'll beat it. Of course, when my grandfather's old house got burned down, they done a little remodeling on it from what he had done. You know, it just got burned down here. Must have been about 15 years ago. His old house was sitting right up there, a great big old house. Big hole go all the way through it, you know. It rooms on each side of the thing. And the kitchen sets off to itself. Most of the people had done those days, you know. They had the kitchen set off to itself.
You mean it wasn't part of the house?
Wasn't part of the house. See, that was my grandfather's house was. Kitchen set off to itself. And they would have a walkway going to the kitchen. I see up here, Stockton. I go back up in there quite a bit. Got Hunt's back up in there. I go back up there quite a bit. And there's a lot of houses in that same sheet right now up there.
Right.
Yeah.
Did people just go ahead and call that the kitchen, or
yeah,
did they have another
name? Well, no, they just called it the kitchen.
Just
the
kitchen.
Just the kitchen.
Why do you reckon it's built like that?
I don't know. I couldn't understand why it's built like that. It wasn't for. I kind of thought once that. Keep from taking up any more room in the house, but if they would build that kitchen, they had to build that kitchen anyway, you know, all from the house, but that's the rule that they would have it, all from the house.
Or didn't anything to do with fire, maybe? The kitchen would keep the fire from the main house in case something started burning?
No, they got an old fireplace in there.
Yeah.
They had a fireplace in the main house, you know, that's why I couldn't understand.
Maybe the heat during the summertime?
Nah. Might have been then. Might have been then. But, you take, during those days, we either eat in the kitchen, and so many, well, it'd be so many, like my grandfather up there. They all couldn't eat in the kitchen, you know. He had a pretty good sized kitchen part there, you know. They would eat there. The older folks would eat there. But the kids couldn't eat in the kitchen. We'd eat our doughs on the floor anywhere, you know.
Right.
No, you didn't have no tables to set to. The kids didn't, you know. Never did set to no tables. That was for the old folks. You take when we was coming up, it was quite a few of us. And I never did slept in the bed, you know. I couldn't sleep in no bed because just didn't have the room to sleep in. I had to sleep on the floor.
What'd you call the place where you slept on floor?
Huh?
You know, when you make up a place on the floor?
Pallet.
Is that what you slept on?
Yeah, pallet. What'd you slept on?
What was that? Just covers or?
Yeah, well, it was a mattress, you know. It was a mattress my mother would put on the floor, and she would move it every morning, you know. And when night come to bed, she'd put it right back down on the floor for us. Maybe we'd have a bed in each room, but you take maybe two or three kids sleep in the room, in the bed, and then the rest sleep on the pallet. That's what we call it, the pallet.
That suits you pretty well?
Yeah, I liked it. In them days, it didn't worry me, you know.
You didn't have to worry about falling out of bed, did
No.
you?
But you take it during those days, I enjoyed it.